KJAN Sports.
Good morning, I'm Chris Parks with a check of the latest in sports here on KJAN Sports, brought to you by Detter Motor Company in downtown Atlantic. Experience the Detter difference. In high school sports, a few area basketball games last night. In boys play, Hawkeye 10 teams. It was Denison Schleswig 65-56 over Harlan. Lewis Central defeated Councilman Thomas Jefferson 71-32. And it was St. Albert over Logan Magnolia 52-38. Western Iowa Conference play, IKM Manning beat Riverside 64-39. Rolling Valley play, Coon Rapids Bayard over Saydell 65-50. Peyton Sherdan beat West Harrison 66-55. In other scores, Abe Lincoln beat Sioux City North 71-48. ADM and Winterset, CAM and West Central Valley were either postponed or canceled last night. That CAM game was canceled. Girls play, Hawkeye 10 action. It was Denison Schleswig 46, a winner over Harlan. We'll get an update on that final score for you there. I got an incorrect issue there. Red Oak 60-54 over St. Albert. Also in Western Iowa Conference play, IKM Manning 83-27 over Riverside. In Rolling Valley play, it was Peyton Sherdan 61-50 over West Harrison. And in other scores, Carroll beat Bondurant Farrar 42-41. ADM Winterset was postponed. Glenwood Clarinda, that doubleheader was postponed. And CAM West Central Valley, that was canceled last night. Moving on to high school wrestling, the scoreboard from last night, Atlantic CAM was an 84-0 winner over St. Albert, what turned into just a duel, an event that had a couple of changes, was originally supposed to be at East Mills, got moved to Atlantic, and then Shenandoah dropped out due to getting out early yesterday. So 84-0 Atlantic CAM over St. Albert last night. AHSTW was a 66-16 winner over Tri-Center. And Denison Schleswig, Glenwood, and Kemper Catholic competing in a triangular, and it was Glenwood winning twice, 63-3 over Denison Schleswig, 51-27 over Kemper Catholic. Kemper Catholic beat Denison Schleswig 59-15. In a quad at Logan Magnolia, it was the Panthers picking up three wins, 66-15 over Ottoman, 49-24 over Riverside, and 71-10 over West Monona Whiting. Riverside won twice, 48-28 over Ottoman and 46-33 over West Monona Whiting. West Monona Whiting a 36-24 winner over Ottoman. In a triangular, it was Missouri Valley 69-12 over Maple Valley and 76-6 over West Harrison. And a triangular at Trainer between West Harrison Grizzled and Trainer was postponed from last night. That's a look at your wrestling action. Moving back to basketball, the Iowa Girls High School Athletic Union released the latest rankings and some other postseason information yesterday. In the latest rankings, in Class 1A, Newell Fonda is top ranked, followed by West Hancock, Montezuma, Seymour, and Linville Sully. CAM checks in again at number 6 this week. And in Class 2A, it's Grundy Center top ranked, followed by Central Decatur. Trainers at number 3, Cherokee and South Central Calhoun the top 5. Panorama's at number 8 here this week. In Class 3A, North Polk is top ranked, followed by Osage, Center Point Urbana, Clear Lake, and Algona. Also ranked there in Class 3A is Red Oak at number 13 here this time around. And in Class 4A, Marion is top ranked, followed by North Scott, Mason City, Grinnell, and Waverly Shellrock. Denison Schleswig is 7th. Lewis Central is 8th here this week. And in Class 5A, Iowa City High is top ranked, followed by Southeast Polk, Johnston, Cedar Rapids Prairie, and West Des Moines Valley. There are your top 5. The other news released yesterday from the Iowa Girls High School Athletic Union was the pairings for postseason basketball for Class 1A, 2A, and 3A. And in Class 1A, area schools will be involved in Regions 6, 7, and 8. In Region 6, opening round matchups on February 7th include Lenox hosting Mormon Trail, Essex at Diagonal, Stanton at Murray, and Southeast Warren will host East Union. Bedford will play host to South Page. The teams have byes in that bracket are Seymour, North Mahaska, and Lamoni. In Class 1A Region 7, CAM will have a first-round bye, so their first game will be in the next round on the 12th. Opening round games on the 7th, and those pigtail contests include Audubon hosting Coon Rapids Bayard. The winner of that one will move on to face CAM. Griswold will be home to take on East Mills. Fremont Mills host Orion Maxburg. Ankeny Christian Academy will host Peyton Sherdan. Baxter will be host to Grandview Christian. Other teams with byes there in that bracket include Colo Nesco and Collins Maxwell. And in Class 1A Region 8, Newell Fonda will have a first-round bye along with Westwood and Exira EHK, so they'll await games on the 12th. Opening round games on the 7th have River Valley at Siouxland Christian, Riverside at Arweva, Heartland Christian at West Harrison, Whiting at Boyer Valley, and Woodbine at Glidden Ralston. In Class 2A matchups in Region 6, Mount Air will take on I-35. That will be in a game played on Saturday the 9th in an opening round matchup. Also, East Marshall will take on Colfax Mingo. Cardinal faces Wayne, and Pella Christian faces Pleasantville. Pekin, Van Buren, Martinsdale St. Mary's, and Central Decatur, all teams that have opening round byes in that bracket. In Class 2A Region 7, the teams that will play first round games on the 9th include Woodward Granger at Madrid, ACGC at Southwest Valley, South Hamilton at Ogden, and West Central Valley at Earlham. Teams with opening round byes in that bracket are Panorama, Nottoway Valley, Dyke New Hartford, and Van Meter, so they'll play games in that round on the 12th. And in Class 2A Region 8, opening round matchups on the 9th include Underwood at St. Albert, Tri-Center at AHSTW, Maple Valley at West Monona, and Missouri Valley at Logan Magnolia. Teams with opening round byes are Trainer, Sydney, Woodbury Central, and IKM Manning. And in Class 3A in Region 8, that's where Atlantic will be. They will open up on the road at Shenandoah. That will be the opening round game there on the 9th. All opening round matches there in 3A will be on the 9th. Atlantic, Shenandoah, Clarinda will be at Red Oak, Clark will be at Creston, and Sadell will be at Des Moines Christian. And in 3A Region 2, that's where Kemper Catholic is. They'll host an opening round game against Southeast Valley, and Carroll will also host against Greene County in that bracket. So that's a look at your postseason pairings for classes 1A, 2A, and 3A there in girls' hoops. In college basketball last night, 6th-ranked Michigan State used a 24-2 run in the second half to erase an 8-point deficit and cruise to home to an 82-67 win at 19th-ranked Iowa. Luca Garza led Iowa with 20 points in that game.
I don't think we were able to, fight back hard enough when they went on a run, and that's something we're going to need to do because we're going to have a lot of good teams, here in these next 11 Big Ten games, and we need to, when they're going to have a stretch like that, and we're going to need to come back, with better fight than that.
Iowa led 35-31 in the opening half before giving up 51 second-half points. With the win, the Spartans moved to 9-0 in the Big Ten, and Michigan State coach Tom Izzo.
What I've been most impressed with in my team is I think there's getting to be trust player coach. They're responding to things. They don't take things personal. I was pleased by how we finished that game.
And also in other sporting notes, the Kansas City Chiefs have reportedly hired Steve Spagnuolo as their new defensive coordinator to replace Bob Sutton. He is the former head coach of the Rams, along with the time as an interim coach for the New York Giants. That's a look at the latest in sports here on KJN Sports, brought to you here this morning by Detter Motor Company in downtown Atlantic. Experience the Detter difference. I'm Chris Parks, KJAN Sports.